Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hour number two of the broadcast, and once again, boy, am I glad the mic was not open the last 2 minutes for the conversation in here. Last hour, we were talking about Bernie Sanders, his victory in Nevada. Coming up, we're going to talk about what's going on with the financial side with several of these candidates. Before we go to some of your calls, some perspectives, starting with this one. Bernie Sanders is promising that government will deliver equity, opportunity, and a good life. This eerily resembles the commanding heights, a term coined by Vladimir Lenin in 1922. In the end, government became too big and ambitious, and people were worse off. Don't believe me? Just ask the Brits about the Fabians, who brought a version of democratic socialism to Britain via the British Labour Party in the 70s. Inflation was high, 24%. Can you imagine? 24%. The marginal tax rate was up to 98%. They nearly bankrupted the entire country. Democratic socialism is a slow but steady climb toward Marxism. That is from Thomas Sowell. Also this. There are too many examples of where this will go. Bernie is merely the beginning of a path that has been proven not to work. If he's the Dem nominee, the November election will be about socialism versus capitalism. My generation in particular, they're ignorant of history and its lessons, hence the ardent support for Bernie. Bernie Sanders is promising the government will deliver all of these things. They obviously don't know. This is what's so sad. People do not know history. You know this. The dirty little secret here, Bernie Sanders' policies aren't what make him unelectable, unless the economy tanks, but is unlikable. Soviet persona. We've been voting piecemeal for his policies my whole life. And with its cynical embrace of big government, globalist corporatism, Team GOP will lose out to socialism in the coming era, minus revival. Bernie Sanders isn't an outlier. He's the odd duck herald, the lone voice crying out from his lake house. Make a crooked path for the coming religion of state. If you think he merely represents a competing, defeated economic theory, you've already lost the next generation. Many of you will ask, why do so many people want this? There aren't bread lines in St. Petersburg Square like 1916. We are the wealthiest middle class in human history. Why, indeed? Because this isn't merely a rival economic political theory. It's part of the spirit of the age, like postmodernism, progressivism, intersectionality, the sexual revolution, etc., and they're all converging. This is spiritual, not political. That's from my good friend Steve Dace, and he's right on the money. This is spiritual at the core. I don't know how many times, and it drives me crazy, to be honest with you, not just watching this political situation go on, because I know. How deep do I want to go with this? I'll just say this briefly. And this ties in with the book that I'm reading now, which deals with, among other things, illegitimacy and its role in the economic fate of so many people in this country. You want to elevate people economically? How about we go a generation and we just blow a hole in illegitimacy in this country? We start having intact families again. That's how we turn things around. Otherwise, do you know what we end up with? Do you know what we have in this country? Do you know why Bernie Sanders is appealing? We are a nation of orphans, spiritual and relational orphans. People are looking. Now, I'll tell you, at the core, what they need God. But they're trying to find what is missing. What is missing in their souls, they're trying to find from government and from politics. Can I dare say as well, a lot of evangelicals are doing the very same thing. They're finding in an individual or a political movement or a system what they need to be finding in God alone. And if you've grown up in a broken home and you are lacking in provision, you want to find your needs met somewhere. Where are they going to be met? See, and this is what's so diabolical about those who have been pushing these ideas like the sexual revolution, like so-called feminism. The whole goal has been to destroy the family. And then what ends up happening? Well, all of these people who are so screwed up and so jacked up, where do they go? There's only one place to go. The federal government, who will meet all of their needs. This is deeply spiritual at the core. And I'm, you know, and there are some people who will curse me for saying this, but the answer to socialism is not even capitalism. The ultimate answer to all of it is God Himself. And if we try to find satisfaction for our souls and to meet our needs anywhere else, it will ultimately end up in a dead end. See, even capitalism, and you can curse me for saying this, but this country depends on what? People who are morally sound. And if that foundation continues to erode, capitalism won't be able to stand because the corruption will be so great. This is one of the reasons so many people are clamoring for help. They're clamoring for relief because even our so-called capitalist system now has been so corrupted by cronyism. And heck, you don't have to look much further than the Republican Party to see that. Wasn't planning to go into this today. May get to this tomorrow. We've got Republicans trying to promote amnesty. These are the same people. I'll just tell you, senators in North and South Carolina are promoting amnesty. And these same people have their heads up Donald Trump's rear end. I know this is vulgar to some of you. I'm just being blunt. You need to watch who these people are because some of them have not changed one iota. But the foundation of it is ultimately spiritual. And people are attracted to idols. You know what's so attractive about idols? Idols are shortcuts to short-term pleasure. Like the sugar high many of us are getting economically right now, while the foundations, moral foundations of our country are eroding. Broadcast promise we get to more of your calls. Let's jump right in. Fort Mill, Stan, good morning.
Hi, Vince. I want to say something from the Bernie Sanders supporters' perspective. You're looking at a student loan debt, most of them, that robs a mortgage payment, which can't be discharged in bankruptcy. You're looking at a government that borrows on the current budget will borrow 22 cents for every dollar that it spends, and you're asking them to pay 15.6% of their income until they quit working to fund what would be their grandparents' retirement who have a home and they can't qualify one because of the student mortgage. And here's Bernie Sanders saying, I'm going to blow that up. Yeah, you'd be for it.
Makes all kinds of sense, doesn't it? Just absolutely unbelievable. Hey, appreciate your call there, Stan. By the way, do we have that audio, by the way, of Bernie Sanders? I'd intended to share that because we need to put that in the collection as we talk about the insanity of Bernie Sanders. Somehow, and the sad thing is, I think this really is going to resonate with some people out there. Here is this particular conversation with Anderson Cooper about how he thinks people will be willing to pay.
Compassion, justice, and love as sort of the hallmarks of how you see leadership and your leadership. You know how the president is going to paint your talk of democratic socialism. Besides, you know, Venezuela, do enough Americans know what you mean by that and what that actually looks like?
Well, Anderson, that's why I'm on your show tonight.
Well, that's why I'm asking you.
Look, what we have to understand, for example, the United States is the only major country on earth not to guarantee health care to all people as a right. In many countries in Europe, Germany for one, you go to college.
Oh, stop this idiot for a moment. This is what blows my mind. Now, what have I told you? Going back to our conversations about Obamacare, what did I tell you about Obamacare? And you need to remember, if you don't remember anything else, there is a difference between health coverage, health insurance, and health care. Those are two different things. So when you hear these politicians, when they keep saying healthcare, healthcare, health, you need to distinguish. They're talking about coverage. Coverage does not equal care. Remember that. All right, let this fool keep babbling.
I think in Finland they actually pay you to go to college. In most countries,
stop that just for... They pay you to go to college? Who is paying what? This is... Oh my goodness, I'm listening to this and my head's ready to explode. They pay... Who is they? They are taking your own money, you idiot! There is no they. It's you! You are... Oh, gosh. How do I explain this to people? They're taking money who are paying into the system now, and now, because this debt is going to be incurred, and it's going to be deferred, it's going to be payable with interest later. So not only are people going to pay now, you're going to pay later. And it's passed off as free. They are lying to you. This is a lie. Nobody's giving you anything. My goodness. I can't. Oh, my goodness. Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling. Oops. I think we've lost it. If it takes a little time to recover it, that's fine. In the meantime, let's take a call here from Kevin while you find the place there. Good morning, Kevin.
How you doing, Vince?
All right, sir.
A couple things here. First off, Bernie Sanders isn't my first choice, but my motto is vote blue no matter who. And so if he's the candidate, that's who I'll be voting for. But the other thing I was going to talk to you about was the socialism thing. You know, you said that, you know, socialism is taken from a group and given to another group. And I make the argument that that's exactly how this country was founded. I mean, you know, we took the land from the Mexicans, from the Indians.
Okay, so Kevin, deport yourself. I'll give you a ticket right now. I'll pay for a ticket right now to the country of your choice one way. Kevin, are you listening to me? Kevin, are you still there?
You can talk forever. Can I get my point across?
Can you answer my question? Where do you want to go? Well, of course he doesn't want to go. Seriously, I'll pay for a ticket of your choice. One way. I'm tired of this garbage.
Listen, we get the country in the first place. We took away from the Indians.
Well, if you are so convicted that we're standing on land taken away from the Indians, get your ass out of the country now and go wherever you think you belong. I'm serious. I really mean that.
In most countries around the world, the level of income and wealth inequality, which in the United States today is worse than at any time since the 1920s, with three families owning more wealth than the bottom half of America, that level of income and wealth inequality is much less severe than it is right here in the United States.
Oh, my goodness. I can't take this. I'm serious. These people. What planet? And again, what's the irony of this is what blows my mind. This guy's a millionaire. How did he get to be a millionaire? I need to figure out and learn where he got his money from. How did he get to be a millionaire? Can anybody think of anything this man has produced that is beneficial? If you're within the sound of my voice, there's a very good chance you are a producer. You provide us a good and/or service that makes a difference in the lives of your fellow Americans. You work like a dog to put food on the table to make sure you take care of your family. Some of these folks, all they've done is politics all their lives. That's it. Nothing redeemable. Gary in Huntersville, good morning.
Hey, Vince, how you doing? Good morning to you, too. Yeah, when it comes to Bernie with his free college, there's one question I haven't never heard anybody raise or ask in any way, shape, or form is, are these college professors, are they going to work for nothing? Are they going to cut their salary in half?
Ooh.
I don't think so.
Good question.
Right or wrong?
You raised a very good question, Gary, and that's the direction we need to go with this. If it's free, start volunteering. Boy, that'll really get people worked up. How dare you say this? Now you're saying that teachers ought to work for free. Yeah, that's what they'll do. I know how these people operate. Let us go next to, Ronnie. You're next out of Lancaster. Got about a minute here.
Okay. Hey, Vince.
Yes, sir.
I listen to you all the time. You're doing a good job.
Appreciate that.
Look, I like the way you handled that last call with the cliff about this country's always been like this.
Yeah. Sad.
He doesn't understand socialism, does he?
Not at all.
I mean, there's one big difference. That you don't have any freedom, you know. Right now we got freedom.
Yes.
Big difference.
Yes.
And those jokers who are comparing Bernie to Donald Trump, they ain't nothing close there. I mean, Donald Trump is for freedom, and Bernie is looking to enslave everybody. I mean, I wish people could understand that.
Well, there's a monumental task ahead here, Ronnie, to explain this, not just to voters in an election, but there's really several generations of people that need to be reached so they can understand, not just one time, not just an election cycle, but understand this is never, ever an acceptable option. Stay with us.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Trying to zip through calls here as we continue our Monday broadcast. Want to get to this. This is a great piece by T. LeDuc, Red State. Now that the third contest in Nevada is over for Bernie Sanders, it's time to see who's on life support in terms of cash. Luckily, we don't have to look at Michael Bloomberg, considering he's just burning it on the side of the road because he can. As we come around the turn into South Carolina, it looks like Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, and Pete Buttigieg are starting to suck air hard. According to Politico, Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, Elizabeth Warren, each started the month scraping perilously close to the bottom of their campaign bank accounts, posing an existential threat to their candidacies as this primary goes national. While Sanders started February with nearly $17 million in the bank, according to the campaign finance disclosures last Thursday night, his next closest rival, non-billionaire class, Biden, $7.1 million, Warren, closest to the red, $2.3 million left in her account. Folks, this is not a lot of money at all. Buttigieg, 6.6 million. Klobuchar, 2.9 million. The cash crunch. Critical time in the race. Nearly one-third of the delegates available in the primary up for grabs Super Tuesday, March 3rd. That's next week, ladies and gentlemen. And only a handful of candidates able to marshal resources to advertise to voters in those 14 states. This is why the super PACs, demonized at the beginning of the 2020 primary, are suddenly jumping in to assist most Democrat candidates. And it's why the campaigns are now making ever more urgent pleas for financial help. They're desperate. They do not list Amy Klobuchar on the soon-to-be dead list because she does not have a campaign operation that's huge. And after South Carolina, she will be the moderate consensus choice after Buttigieg gets clobbered and won't continue. No one likes a snooty mayor from South Bend lecturing people on everything, and his time is almost up. Warren, after her debate performance in Las Vegas last Wednesday, where she kneecapped Mike Bloomberg, did raise almost $5 million after that performance, according to the campaign. She's also now accepting super PAC money. That's only going to last for a bit. Warren is a lot like Buttigieg in the snooty department. But unlike Pete, she's 100% dishonest about everything she says. The cruel fact of these little nuggets of info is that rolling into Super Tuesday in 9 days, it's less than that now. There are really only two campaigns that are positioned to roll out of those contests healthy. Bernie and Bloomberg. Biden has been hoping his firewall was going to be South Carolina, but recent polling has shown he's fallen to let Sanders catch up. Now that Bernie has won Nevada, that will almost certainly end Biden's hope of staying in after next Saturday's contest. The end is near for everyone but Bernie and Bloomberg. And after that, the MSNBC debate, well, it's kind of sad. Mr. LaDuke says, I wanted more of this to continue. Make it into a mini-series like Picard on CBS. Take it on the road in other states that don't have primaries anytime soon. Do it for the political nerds. I know it won't happen, though, being this lot of Democrats just hate good, clean fun that all true Americans love and enjoy. Hashtag jerks. This is pretty much, this perspective is not, you know, this is not out of the mainstream, folks. He's basically saying money-wise, these folks could all be toast next week. It could be that soon. Let's go out to a call from Willie. Good morning, Willie.
Salam alaikum, Ben. Salam alaikum. Listen, have you seen that new movie they made about Donald Trump?
Oh, boy.
It even won an Oscar. Have you seen it?
No, I have not. What is it called?
Parasite. Now, look.
Oh, my goodness.
I need a one-way ticket so I can sit next to you, so I can calm you down. I got chamomile tea. I got some candles and some nice, relaxing music. But do you want to go see what's his name when he comes to Charlotte and preach to all of us? And is it true that I have to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior in order to be saved and be welcomed at the pearly gates? I need to know all this. This is tormenting my head.
Let me just ask you this question. Will, do you want the truth, or do you want to be told something that's going to make you feel good?
No, everything you say, I believe.
Oh,
I
my goodness. Now
everything you say, whatever your answer is, I will take it to the bank.
Hey, here's my only thing I would say to you. Don't trust me. Trust Jesus. That's what I would say to you, that it's not about believing me or trusting me. He's the one who made the claim that he was the only way, the truth, and the life. So you either believe him or you don't, Willie. That's your choice. That's not me being picky or whatever. If you're on the phones, hang on. I will try to get your calls after the break. I want to have a little fun here about something that happened yesterday. And there's a more serious story. This is the pilot. You got that ready to go? This was yesterday, actually. I was on my way on a trip yesterday, and I thought, this guy started talking, and I thought, I've got to record this and share this on the show. This was the flight announcement leaving Charlotte yesterday morning. Take a listen.
Our time today will be approximately an hour and 10 minutes. Wheels up to wheels down. We have two wonderful flight attendants in the back. They're there primarily for your safety, so please listen to any instructions that they might have for you. Should be fairly smooth. There might be a few bumps in route today. We'll do our best to find you the smoothest airs we possibly can. Once again, should be about an hour and 10 minutes. Wheels up to wheels down. Welcome aboard American Eagle Flight 5260 with service to Louisville.
Isn't that not hilarious? This guy was just, that was the captain of our flight yesterday. As a, I know, the guy sounded like he's doing a radio announcement. I should have approached him and asked him, you thought about doing a career in broadcasting? It sounds like he was about ready to say, come on down. I was expecting that next. That was kind of amusing. Kind of a cool story along those lines, too. I'll share about the weekend and travel. And we'll take more of your calls. If you're on the line, hold up. Back in the final stretch of the broadcast, let's go out to a call from Spencer in Charlotte. Good morning, Spencer.
How are you doing this morning?
Doing well, sir.
Finland paying people to go to college thing?
Yes.
They're in trouble. If you're a student and they're going to pay you to go to college, how easy is it to become a professional student? Like you go a year and you change your major. Then you go another year and you change your major. Then you go another year and you change your major. Then you go another year and you change your major. They're in serious trouble with this thing, and they've decided to cut to maybe 6 years that you can do this. And
right.
These kids come out with nothing. Nothing. I mean, you know, change your major five times. What are you going to be?
I don't know. Major in basket weaving or something? There's just no telling.
They're in trouble over paying kids to go to college.
Yep. There's a cost to it for sure. I appreciate your call there, Spencer. Let's head out to Wes in Greenville. Good morning, Wes.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Vince. Can you hear me okay?
I've got you.
Sorry. You know what? I'm loving this with Warren. You know that she has pledged and pledged and pledged multiple times to not take any of that dirty pack left.
Oh, it's really awful, isn't it?
Yes, but now she's taking it. Now, real quick, Vince, she said, how did Bernie get his money? And it's real simple to answer that question. He ran for president. Okay? Up until he ran, he was able to keep the money last time. Up until he ran the first time, if you want to really look at Bernie Sanders and say what a congressman or a senator in Washington should really be worth, that's about what it really should be. Because who was lobbying Bernie? And the answer is no one. Okay? No one. No one cared. No one gave the man a dime. And I think, you know, he might have been worth, you know, I think it was $700,000-$800,000, something like that. But the bulk majority of his money he kept from last election. This election, he is using family members as his media liaison who automatically can take a huge amount of his campaign funds just to be his quote-unquote media liaison. So he's milking it that way. And, you know, more power to him, I guess. I mean, I would never vote for the guy, but he's looking at it this way. I'm going to dupe you. I'm going to get the money, and hey, maybe I might become the president. So, I mean, what's the downside?
There isn't one.
There isn't one.
No risk whatsoever. No cost. No sacrifice. This is pretty much how it works for someone in his place. Great point there, Wes. Quite unfortunate to watch. And please understand, I want to make this, reiterate this again, because this is something that I've been working on. I want to be as sympathetic as possible to these supporters. I really do. And I say that because, again, my heart and hope is that we might reach people. They might understand the error of believing in this nonsense. So at the same time, I mean, I think we've got to be extra careful not to do what we can not to insult people that we're trying to win. Try it anyway. Let's quickly take a look at the day in history as we interrogate John and Charles here on the questions before us. Four of them for this particular date. 1821, this particular country on this side of the world gained its independence from Spain. What is that country? 1821, independence from Spain.
What do you think, Charles?
And Charles says Mexico, and that is absolutely, positively correct. And speaking of, 1836, 3,000 plus Mexicans launched an assault on this particular location as Travis sends out a call for help.
Ooh, Alamo?
You are correct. The Alamo, 1836. 1868, we ought to know this after all the stories the last, what, several years? 17th president had the first articles of impeachment brought against him. Who was it? 1868.
Andrew Johnson?
Andrew Johnson is correct. Is him indeed. And 1980, this team beat Finland to win the gold at Lake Placid.
USA?
Who pulled off the victory?
USA.
And Johnny, you're absolutely correct. It was USA. Kind of a neat story I wanted to share. Just I mentioned travels. You heard the comical flight announcement from the captain yesterday. Saturday, I went to Kentucky, Lexington. I went to two Kentucky cities this weekend. Lexington on Saturday, just for a few hours, visit family, visit with mom and sister. A really cool thing happened. I wasn't there very long. But on the way out the door, by the way, I'm very excited about the fact I spent several months, the last few months, with the passing of my father, getting the house ready. And to our wonderful surprise, my sister and brother-in-law decided to buy the house. And they have done wonders with that house. Extraordinary. On the way out, got to tell this quickly, they were talking about having somebody to come out and install a heating system there. And I said, heating system? What do you need that for? They do not know, but there's a this house is relatively old, and it has heating elements in the ceiling downstairs. That's what heats the basement. My brother-in-law called me in the afternoon. He said, you don't realize how simple that was. Just that quick conversation saved us a lot of money and time, and now we're enjoying the basement. We weren't able to before. Isn't that cool? It helped that I lived there for a number of years. So kind of cool story from the weekend. Anyway, have yourselves a great time today, and God bless you. Take care.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.